Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting 7th. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting 8th. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Jensen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Malzone scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Busby reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. Busby moves to third. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Stan Pichula now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. Vernon moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio is walked intentionally. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Avila trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams is hit by the pitch. Klaus moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Preston Ward pinch hits for Stan Pitula. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jensen scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepcio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepcio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maris strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepcio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Lepcio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepcio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lepcio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malzone moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland pinch hits for Cal McLish. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Strickland now playing second base. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Maris reaches second base with a double. Wirtz goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Red Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Tomanek, and towards Carrasquel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Zovchin now playing first base. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Raines pinch runs for Russ Nixon. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Dick Tomanek. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Raines moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.